Today we begin with a lecture on how to crash and burn in the full view of the public while destroying any respect you might have possibly possessed. Our guest lecturer, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
To the survivors in the room, if you are willing, please stand. And if you are willing, please raise your hands if you have still not been able to meet with this Department of Justice. Please know for the record that every single survivor has raised their hand. Attorney General Bondi, you apologized to the survivors in your opening statement for what they went through at the hands of Jeffrey Epstein. Will you turn to them now and apologize for what your Department of Justice has put them through with the absolutely unacceptable release of the Epstein files and their information?
Congresswoman, you sat before Merrick Garland sat in this chair twice.
Attorney General Bondi,
no, can I finish my answer?
No, I'm going to reclaim my time because I asked you
a specific question that I would like you to answer,
which is, will you turn to the survivors? This is not about anybody that came before you. It is about you taking responsibility for your Department of Justice and the harm that it has done to the survivors who are standing right behind you and are waiting for you to turn to them and apologize for what your Department of Justice has
members,
done.
Members get to ask the questions. The witness gets to answer in the way they want to answer. The Attorney General can
that's
respond.
Not accurate, Mr. Chairman.
Because she doesn't like the answer.
Time. So, Mr. Chairman,
why
I have asked
didn't she
question.
Ask Merrick Garland this?
I am reclaiming my time, and when I reclaim my time, it is
my time. Mr. Chairman, the gentlelady has reclaimed her time.
I'm not going to get in the gutter for her theatric.
How many of Epstein's co-conspirators have you indicted? How many perpetrators are you even investigating?
First, you showed it. I find it.
How many have you indicted?
Excuse me. I'm going to answer the question.
Answer my question.
No, I'm going to answer the question the way I want to answer the question.
No, you're going to answer the question the way I asked it.
Chairman Jordan, I'm not going to get in the gutter with these people.
How many
but
have
I'm going to answer the question.
How many have you indicted?
Again, the time belongs to me.
Reclaiming my time.
The time belongs to
me. I think it's very interesting.
Reclaiming my time.
I think it's very interesting.
And you can reclaim your time.
He talks about they indicted. The president said they indicted him twice.
Mr. Chairman, please stop the clock and stop the clock and restore his time.
Okay, here we go with these theatrics.
The time belongs to the gentleman from New York. We will give you a few more seconds. We will do that. But when you ask a question, the witness gets to answer. You may not like the answer, but she gets to answer.
The question was, how many of Epstein's...
They don't like the answer, Chairman.
Reclaiming my time.
Because it's honest. So he asked a four-minute question.
Restore 45 seconds, Mr. Nadler, please, Mr. Chairman.
Answer.
I mean, you can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch.
Reclaiming.
Not on our time. No way.
Reclaiming.
And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me
anything. I did tell you because we saw what you did in the Senate.
Lawyer, not even a lawyer. First, he brought up the president saying they indicted me twice. They sure did. They tried to impeach him twice. And you, Mr. Nadler, were one of the leads on the impeachment. I was on the other side. I lived that with you. During impeachment, you said the president conspired, sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. Robert Mueller found no evidence, none, of foreign interference in 2016. Have you apologized to President Trump? Have you apologized to President Trump, all of you who participated in those impeachment hearings against Donald Trump? You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it. You know, all they want to do, all the American people need to know this. They are talking about Epstein today. This has been around since the Obama administration. This administration released over 3 million pages of documents, over 3 million, and Donald Trump signed that law to release all of those documents. He is the most transparent president in the nation's history. And none of them ask Merrick Garland over the last 4 years one word about Jeffrey Epstein. How ironic is that? You know why? Because Donald Trump, the Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan, Mr. Jordan.
Committee will be in order.
May I answer?
Attorney General can respond.
I find it interesting that she keeps going after President Trump, the greatest president in American history. And if they could maintain their composure, this isn't a circus. This is a hearing.
That was, of course, in this past week, as Bondi testified before a House committee hearing while playing really for an audience of one, which would be, of course, Donald Trump. And while Bondi's hysterics were certainly annoying, what was truly sickening was how Bondi refused to even look at the Epstein survivors who were seated just a couple of rows behind her. Now, if you just listened and watched the whole thing unfold, you no doubt caught significant pauses between when Bondi was asked a question, when she started her response. That wasn't because she was gathering her thoughts or collecting her words. It was because she was looking through the notebooks she had spread out in front of her to find the script page of name-calling, snarky remarks to fire back with, since apparently Bondi, when left to herself, couldn't spontaneously come up with a fart after a baked bean banquet. Obvious intent and goal for Bondi was to put out the fire, that is, the Epstein files, and protect Donald Trump. However, once again, Bondi boldly displayed her total, complete incompetence by actually pouring more gas on the fire that she was hoping to put out.